They just make it like lightning strike if they know how to turn it. Well, they could double it up and get up there and whop him long, and after they train them, get these old and got contrary. Or they get out there, they could throw that thing out there. They'd have a short duck, or I see them pull it back, and then just get it over there out of the way, and that's about time. Get them just jack right quick and knock the feet out from under them every time, those old ox drivers.
It's just like strong.
Like lightning strike.
That's strong, huh?
Yeah, bull whoops and whips, riding whoops, we had them to ride horses with, saddle, spurs, put a spur on there, make a horse act right, you train him, you touch him with that spur. Mm.
If you rode a horse, what would you have on him?
For saddle.
And for your feet, what would you have?
Stirrups.
Uh-huh. And when it came to hooking the shafts to the buggy, what would you have to pull them together?
Have a single tree to hold it.
On there a single tree? Well, I suppose you had two. Would you have two horses?
Oh, two horses.
Yes. What would you use then?
Two horses. You wouldn't use your single horse buggy. You use shafts. Mm-hmm. Break the horse in between two, back him in between it. And a double buggy, you use what you call a tongue or a pole. Mm-hmm. That's a long tree going in the middle of the horse. A single horse, his shafts would be on the outside, the horse would be inside. Mm-hmm. And a double buggy, the tongue would be inside. The guiding, or the brakes, or whatever you call it.
How would you connect the horse to the tongue then? Would you use if you had two horses, how would you get them?
Well, I'd just say with one horse. You know, here's the buggy. Mm-hmm. And the fastening is just like you're going to pull this thing. You have a fixing here. With one horse, you back him up here, and he'd have another piece come in here. You hook his trace this side and that side, and the shafts on either side. Double, it'd be a tongue in the middle. You'd have a breast yoke in the front, and then you'd have a double tree back here.
I see.
Double tree, you hook horse on this side. Single, double tree, and single tree. A double tree is a long piece. You got a single tree either end of that.
Either end. I see.
As you hit your on each to the single tree, and you wouldn't have a double tree to a single buggy.
You wouldn't need it.
Wouldn't need it.
Uh-huh. And would you explain about a wagon wheel? Would you explain the different parts? Wagon wheel?
Yes, sir. Well, I think we'll just start down and go up. It's the hub. That's the round piece. That's the first one. It goes on the spindle. Mm-hmm. Piece of wood, probably different size according to the size of the wagon. From 8 or 10 inches. It'd have about 12, 14 spokes to the wheel. I think a front wheel, I think would have about 12 spokes. And I think a higher than 14, I think that's the way it runs. Mm-hmm. They are longer. The higher wheel is taller than the front wheel.